بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت الحكيم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كل ما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كل ما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. Beloved, respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we're in this month of Haram, meaning sanctified month of Rajab. And this is the seventh of this month of Rajab. Allah give us barakat in this month. Allah give us barakat in next month. Blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us alive with health and iman, with iman and health until Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to spend Ramadan in pleasing Allah and gaining the forgiveness, attaining Jannah and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the month of Ramadan. So today is the seventh, and in this month I remind myself and you the hadith: من صام ثلاثة أيام من شهر حرام الخميس والجمعة والسبت كتبت له عبادة 700 سنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. A person who fasts 3 days in the month of Haram, Zulqada, Zulhijja, Muharram, and Rajab, 3 mutawaliya in it, together, one after the other, and then one in the middle of the 12th month, the 7th month, Rajab. Sanctified Haram, meaning there, even before Rasulullah, even before Islam, they were held as sanctified. Even in Islam, sanctified, in it, these months are special, that, you know, ibadat increase, etc., etc. So, and Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, it's very, Zulhijjah is the greatest 10 days, and Zulqa'dah, Ashharu Hajj, from the months of Hajj, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah. So Zulqa'dah and Zulhijjah come from the months of Hajj too, and Rajab, the seventh month. So it's sanctified. So this hadith here, a person who fasts in the 3 days of Haram, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it doesn't say Muharram, it doesn't say Zulqa'dah, it doesn't say Zulhijjah, it doesn't say Rajab. It says month of Haram, so any month of Haram. And it says any Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Or if a person fasts every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 700 years of ibadah. This, you know, ibadah currency, we will understand the greatness of this currency when we go in our grave and when we go in the akhirat, when we meet Allah. Okay, wow, I got this much reward, this much reward, this much reward. I got this many Laylatul Qadr, Alfa Shahr, 700 years of ibadah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. How great is it? So, but next week we have a great advantage, because why? People are habitual of fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. People are habitual of fasting, especially in this season, these 5-6 months when the fast are this small, right? They're just growing, the fast are growing a little bit longer now. Day by day, minute is growing. And suhoor less, you know, meaning that earlier a little bit suhoor. So they're just growing a little bit more and more day by day. But still, they're very short, very easy, very brief, right? So most of us fasting Mondays and Thursdays, most of us fasted 2-3 months nonstop to kill our shahwat, to, you know, for spiritual training. So alhamdulillah, so Mondays. And we also fast the yamibis, which is sunnah to fast all throughout the year, in Safar, in Hadar, whilst traveling, whilst at home. It's a very stressed sunnah. So next week, Thursday will be 13, 14, 15. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And remember, any nafil ibadat, any non-obligatory ibadat, our ustaz, beloved ustaz, my beloved uncle, my father's first cousin, Khalifa of Qutb al-Aqtab, the Shaykh al-Hadith, one of my Zakaria, who I grew up with in England, Hazrat Mawlana Hashim Sahib, Damat Barakatum, Allah prolong his shadow over the Ummah with Afia. He's very sick. He's very sick since the level of 10 years, but since 2 years, 3 years, he's totally like out. He's totally out, meaning that he can't, he's muhtaj, and he can't even understand really. Sometimes he understands who he's speaking to. I studied Abu Dawud Sharif from the Sayyid Sitta, I studied Jalalain, I studied many, many kitabs with him, who I grew up, the Quran, you see here, this Quran that I use, I became Hafiz in there. If you read the date, something, August 1983. If you see the first date in there, 1983, how long ago was that? Huh? Maybe some weren't even born at that time. 83, so that was about over 30 years ago. He wrote it, Muhammad Zakaria ibn Ismail Patel, Canada. My uncle, he gave me the Quran. Who saw when he once left from here, Rasulullah said to give him milk to give to me in a dream. So he used to always tell us that, you know, when you do nafil ibadah, as Allama Kutubuddin in the Mishkat al-Masarih, Mishkat Sharif, under the first hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِإِمْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى يَا وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ إِمْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. This is from Bukhari, this hadith is from Bukhari, Imam Nawawi in the beginning, Mishkat Sharif in the beginning. All muhaddithin start their kitab with this book, copying Imam Bukhari too. So إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, actions are according to intention, وَإِنَّمَا لِإِمْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ إِمْرِئٍ مَّا. For whatever a person intends, he gets the reward. Whenever you do any nafil ibadat, non-obligatory ibadat, you can make multiple intentions and you get the reward of each one. Last week I said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكْعَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَجْلِسِ. So when you enter the masjid, make sure you read two rakats before you sit. So, Allah, I'm reading two rakats, tahiyya masjid. Or Allah, two rakats for the masjid. Allah understands. So you don't even need to speak it. It's from the heart intention is. Allah, I just finished wudu, so also two rakats of wudu. The Bilal's, Hazrat Bilal's footsteps ahead of Rasulullah in Jannah. Bilal, what do you do? So he said, Ya Rasulullah, whatever Allah has written for me after taharat, after wudu, I read. So Bilal, why did I hear your footsteps ahead of me in Jannah yesterday night? Huh? Hazrat Bilal, the Muazzin of Rasulullah. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, one thing I do after wudu, whatever is written for me, I read. So ulama say you should read two rakat after wudu too, which is called, you know, they call it tahiyya wudu. You can call it anything. You call wudu salat, right? Wudu salat. So Allah, I'm reading two rakat of masjid salat, two rakat of wudu salat. Allah, I'm reading two, if it's ishraq time, Allah, I'm reading ishraq time. Right now, if you came in before zawal time, you came in before zawal time at 12:30, 12:31 was azan, 12:30 was zawal. So a person read, so he read salat al-duha. Allah, I'm reading salat al-duha. And Allah, I'm reading mukhtasar, brief salat al-tasbih. So before you do a salam, you can say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar 10 times. So four different salat in two rakats, you've got four different salat reward. Wa inna malikul imriman. Like the way you expect from Allah, that's the way Allah is with you. In every way. Allah, I will not get COVID. You will not get COVID. Allah, if I do get COVID, because everybody gets COVID, don't give me destruction in it. Don't. If I shahadat, it's shahadat. Who wants to deny shahadat? But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, always ask for afiyah. Once a person, Rasulullah saw this skinny and this weak. He said, what did you ask from Allah? He said, I ask Allah for sabr. She said, oh, ho, 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 ho. We're weak. We're not capable. You should ask for afiyah in dunya and akhirat. Allah, give me sabr. So if you're asking Allah for sabr, this is why don't keep your daughter's name Sabira. My sister's name was Sabira. For years and years, my sheikh, who's buried here, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf, he said, Sabira? Change it, change it. So now she's married to Hazrat Maulana Shakir Yusuf in Oshawa. We call her Khadija. But there's still effect of that Sabira name on it. There's still effect of that Sabira. She was called for 20, 23 years, 25 years. Still effect. No children for how many years? 10, 15, 20 years. So it's very dangerous. And you see any woman named Sabira, how much trouble she had in her life. So don't say, Allah, I ask for sabr. Allah, I ask for afiyah. Huh. So what was I saying? So I said that, you know, the expectation you have with Allah, that's the way Allah is with you. And even with reward, Allah, for sure. So man sama Ramadan, iman wa ihtisab. Iman wa ihtisab means a person has full yaqeen, I'll get the reward. Allah, I'll get the full reward. Allah, I'm reading two rakats, entering the masjid, tahiyya masjid, whatever you would call it. Allah, two rakats after wudu, I done wudu. Allah, salatul duha time, sulaka. Allah, mukhtasar salatul tasbih. Allah, salatul hajat, then read the dua of hajat. La ilaha illallah, alimul kareem, subhanallah, rabbil arshil azim. Allah, I'm reading mukhtasar, I had to do istikhara. Allah, istikhara. Allah, min istakhiraka bi ilmika, right? So then make the dua. Salatul tawbah. There's, how many niyats? Seven niyats. Wa inna malikul man. So Thursday, yawmul khamis. The first day of Ayami Bees. Thursday, Rasulullah used to fast, and the first of the three fasting, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So you get three rewards. The other 2 days, you'll get two rewards. Ayami Bees and Al-Jumma was Sabt of this hadith. Understand? So inshallah. Allah enable us to act upon the hadith. One dua I'll teach you today. After adhan, maghrib adhan, there's a special dua. Allahumma inna hadha ikbalul laylik wa idbarun naharik wa aswatu du'atik faqfirli. Allah, in some narrations without inna, Allahumma hadha ikbalul laylik. This is a dua after maghrib adhan. So, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala, when the muazzin says, la ilaha illallah, yusil la ilaha illallah, then Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin, Allahumma rabba hazi da'wati ta'amu, salati al-qa'im, a'ati Muhammadin wa sallibu wa fadiru wa batu maqam, and then, Allahumma inna hadha ikbalul laylik, Allahumma hadha ikbalul laylik wa idbarun naharik wa aswatu du'atik faqfirli. This is a dua. Allahumma inna hadha, oh Allah, indeed the day, in hadha ikbalul laylik, the night has come from this side, approached from this side, and the day has turned out from this side, and it turned its back from this side, wa aswatu du'atik, and the callers call out, the voices of the callers, you know, making dua to wa'idha sa'alika ibadi, fa'ya ujibu da'wat al-da'i za da'an, so the callers and the supplicators calling out Allah, their voices, faghfirli Allah, forgive me. So this is a dua that you can read after Maghrib Salat, right? Maghrib Adhan. So Maghrib Adhan, the normal dua that you read, Salawatun Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allahumma iftah fa'alu qulubana bi zikrik wa atmi'am li ni'matan, ashadu la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan radiyatu billah, all these duas you read, but with this, you can also read after the Adhan. This is after, wa yakul inda Adhan al-Maghrib, inda, he says in this too, akhraju Abu Dawud wa saqata alayhi, Abu Dawud has narrated this, and saqata alayhi means he stayed quiet on it, he didn't label it, whatever it is. Wa akhraju al-Hakim fil Musnad wa qala hadha hadithun sahih, Imam Hakim has narrated in his Mustaqbal, he said this. وأقره الذهبي إن ذهبي it strengthens that وليس عنده كلمة إن بعد اللفظ اللهم in the narration of Hakim the love إن is not there so اللهم هذا إقبال الليك but this is a sahih hadith so this is also dua of after Maghrib we learned this when we were small but this is a dua so Allah enable us to learn this dua Allah enable us to fast the 3 days and get 700 years of reward subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah wa bihamdihi